and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. We are less than 2 minutes away from opening ceremonies for today's Zip 250 NASCAR Xfinity Series race, which will be started from the pole by Shane Van Gisbergen. Ty Gibbs will join him on the outside of the front row. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durant.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns today, Doug Turnbull, Doug Rice, and Rob Albright. And covering pit road, we have Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Brett McMillan. And a lot of excitement coming here today, Mark. Less than a minute away from opening ceremonies, and the anticipation is mounting on this brand new asphalt laid down at Sonoma.
Absolutely. 16 drivers in this race today have won 105 Xfinity Series races, but only six of those guys are road course winners, and they account for 20 trips to victory lane.
And we know we'll have a new winner here today because this is only the second Xfinity race at Sonoma Raceway. Last year, it was Eric Almirola driving into victory lane, A.J. Allmendinger and Kyle Larson finishing right behind him. Definitely an exciting one, but now we've got brand new asphalt here on the racetrack. We're about to get things underway with opening ceremonies here at Sonoma Raceway, so we will go trackside to get things started the right way here in Northern California.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as you're able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as Travis Air Force Base Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer tonight's invocation, please welcome Motor Racing Outreach Chaplain Billy Malden.
Heavenly Father, what an absolutely spectacular day we've been blessed with today. So as we pause to recognize your presence in our lives, Father, we're grateful for all the hard work that's gone on behind the scenes, Lord, with the track staff and sponsors to make this day possible. Be with these drivers, teams, officials, Father, all the fans, Lord. Bless us all with a great day, safe day, Lord. Father, the men and women of our armed forces, both here at home and abroad, and first responders that are protecting us to make all this possible, we give thanks for and ask you to be with them and their families. May your peace and your presence surround us all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Performing our national anthem, please welcome country singer from season 24 of NBC's The Voice, Kristen Brown.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red. Bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the and the home of the brave.
Well, that's going to do it for our pre-race show for the Xfinity Series race here at Sonoma Raceway. Coming up, the command to start engines.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series is at Sonoma Raceway, the series' second race here. Few will forget the series debut 1 year ago when Eric Almirola disposed of Kyle Larson to take the checkers.
The first ever Xfinity race at Sonoma Raceway belongs to Eric Almirola as he flashes across the start-finish line and a dramatic come-from-behind finish today for Eric Almirola, the pride of Tampa.
I had the lead and get some clean air. I knew that if I just put some clean laps together, I was going to make it tough for him to get by me. We made a lot of adjustments throughout the race to make it better and better, and finally there at the end, it was at its best.
This year, all eyes are on Shane Van Gisbergen after his win in Portland a week ago. He's one happy man now that he's locked in the playoffs.
It's been an amazing journey the last year, and committing to move over here and having so much support from Justin Marks, Trackhouse, and Paulig as well. And yeah, it's been a pretty special 9-10 months since we decided to do this, and pretty stoked to be now in the playoffs, back in victory lane again. Every week, we're not running up front, but we're having, at least I'm having a lot of fun doing it anyway. Like, it's great now we're locked into the playoffs, but I really want to point my way in myself as well. So doing pretty well with being scoring points every week on the ovals and being consistent. And, now we're locked in, we can afford to take some risks.
Justin Allgaier had to settle for second last weekend.
Under those restarts, we were so free taking off, and the car was just struggling to get grip. Once I got the tires hot, it was really, really good. And I think that's the hardest part is once he got by me there, I probably overdrove it trying to get back to him, and probably didn't help my cause any.
Who else might like to spoil Van Gisbergen's party today? Well, Cole Custer, for one, who had enjoyed taking that 00 to victory lane here at Sonoma. Custer finds the road course challenging and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it. I didn't come from a road racing background, but it's just been something that, as a driver, there's so much more going on.
It's race day here in Sonoma for the NASCAR Xfinity Series with the running of the Zip By Now Pay Later 250. And you'll hear it all on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
13 races down, 13 to go in the Xfinity Series regular season. First 13 races, 10 different winners. The only guys to make repeat visits to Victory Lane, Austin Hill and Chandler Smith.
And right now, if you're a winner, it's all about padding your points with as many playoffs points as you can. Getting stage wins today aren't necessarily the way to get you to victory lane. Maybe you can win one. Maybe the first, maybe the second. No one has ever won both stages in the race on a road course in the Xfinity Series. Shane Van Gisbergen could be that guy.
He could be, but as we have seen before, when it comes to stage breaks, usually the guy that wins, he may take a shot at winning the first stage, but the second one, he's going to pit early, try to keep that track position, and we'll have to see how it all plays out today here in the Zip 250.
Maximum points get paid out for the race winner here today. That's 5 extra playoffs points for a guy like Shane Van Gisbergen. That's what he's counting now. He is playoffs bound. We'll see if he can pick up his second victory today. But we're not engraving the trophy just yet. We have a lot of laps to go to find out who is going to win this Zip Buy Now, Pay Later 250 here at Sonoma Raceway. Let's go trackside with track announcer Brian Hammond here at Sonoma.
Sonoma Raceway fans, please welcome two-time WNBA champion from the Las Vegas Aces, Kelsey Plum.
Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Only one driver failed to qualify for today's race. That would be Sage Karam. Starting 38th in the Dozer Wint Chevrolet, Garrett Smithley. Haley Deegan will start 37th in the Viva Tequila Seltzer Ford. Matt DiBenedetto starts 36th, the Viking Motorsports Ford. The HendrickCars.com Chevrolet of Boris Said will roll off 35th. Starting 34th, Ryan Ellis, the Classic Collision Chevrolet. The Frontline Fire Protection Chevrolet of Brennan Poole will start 33rd. 32nd will be Kyle Sieg in the RSS Racing Ford, and Josh Balicki will start 31st in the SBC Contractors Inc. Chevrolet.
And taking the green flag 30th in the Refology Weiss Ford, it's going to be Brad Perez. 29th, Leland Honeyman, the Ranco Industries Chevrolet. The Alloy Employer Services Chevrolet of Josh Williams goes off 28th. 27th, Brandon Jones, the Menards Gelwin Chevrolet. The team JDMotorsports.com Chevrolet of rookie Thomas Annunziata starts 26th. 25th, Kyle Weatherman, the Drive Smart ML20 Chevrolet. The Chinchor Electric Chevrolet for Preston Partis goes 24th. 23rd, Jeremy Clements, the One Stop All South Electric Chevrolet. Moving up to 22nd, it's Austin Green, the ThreeDimensional.com Chevrolet. And 21st, in the AutoParkIt.com Ford, Blaine Perkins.
Jeff Burton rolls off 20th in the FVP Bomarito Auto Group Chevrolet. The Sonoma Aviation Chevrolet of Alex LeBay will start 19th. Starting 18th will be Ryan Sieg, the SIAPS Ford. Ed Jones starts 17th in the Synergy Modular Careers Toyota. The Chevy Accessories Chevrolet of Anthony Alfredo starts 16th. 15th will be Riley Herbst, the Monster Energy Ford. 14th is Parker Kligerman, the Spike Light Cooler Chevrolet. The Funkaway Chevrolet of Parker Retzloff will start 13th. Starting 12th, Cole Custer in the Haas Automation Ford. The Quick Tie Toyota of Chandler Smith rolls off 11th.
Now the top 10 outside of row number 5 in the Pilot Flying J Chevrolet. It's Sammy Smith to his inside. Starting 9th, Sheldon Creed, the MRC Construction Toyota. The My Arctic Chevrolet of Sam Mayer goes off 8th. 7th, John Hunter Nemechek, the Safeway Toyota. Then it's the Whelan Chevrolet of Jesse Love in 6th. 5th, Justin Allgaier, the Brandt Partners Chevrolet. Moving up to row number 2 on the outside, 4th on the grid in the Celsius Chevrolet, it's A.J. Allmendinger. 3rd, Austin Hill, the Bennett Transportation Chevrolet. And now the front row on the outside in the Starkey Soundgear Toyota, it's Ty Gibbs. And following up his first Xfinity Series victory last week with his first Xfinity Series pole position, Shane Van Gisbergen, the WeatherTech Chevrolet, his speed 95.933 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for today's Zip Buy Now, Pay Later 250 here at Sonoma Raceway.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty
right.
Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Stay tuned. Coming up, the green flag in the Zip Buy Now Pay Later 250 for the Xfinity Series. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We saw a lot of chaos in the closing laps of the race. So just trying to minimize that, make it more about a race than people just using each other up.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
While I don't think it's going to be a home run, I think that it'll be in the right direction.
So many opportunities to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick.
For the latest NASCAR news without a restrictor plate, it's PRN's Garage Pass. For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk NASCAR.
As of right now, if I were to name my top five, I could tell you Chase Elliott wouldn't be in that top five with this next-gen car. He has a lot to prove on the road courses with this next-gen car, but I still don't think there's a real out-front leader. I think Tyler Reddick has been outstanding.
That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. The field is in tow behind the Toyota GR Super Pace car as we get set for today's Zip 250. Let's survey our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters to see who they think could win today. We'll start things off with Connecticut quarter midget world champion, Alan Cavana.
Oh, thank you so much, Brad, because this is easy. This is the closest track to New Zealand. Therefore, it is a home race for Shane Van Gisbergen. He's winning this thing from the pole.
All right, Wendy Venturini, he took the low-hanging fruit. What say you?
Yes, he did. Well, I'm going with the guy that I spoke with pre-race who gifted Shane Van Gisbergen with a first-class ticket back to Australia, and that was one talented Jesse Love who will get the victory today.
Brett McMillan, I know you've had your eyes on this one. Who do you think makes it?
I'm going to go with a guy who started in the outside front row. He's really good on road courses and I think underestimated. I think Ty Gibbs makes the win today.
Thank you very much, Brett McMillan. Cars now working their way down pit road to set their tachometers. The pit road speed today, 40 miles per hour. The pace car, driven by Jason Brownlow, is going to be running 45 miles per hour. Our NASCAR starter, by the way, today is Andy Ashbeck. Now, as these cars take another slow pace lap around this twisting road course here in California, let's go back to our turn announcers first, Doug Turnbull.
The last of those cars passing me, exiting turn number two right now. I cover turns 2, 3, 3A, and then down the hill to the beginning of turn four, a very challenging area. The corners at 2 and 3 are both very blind. Drivers have to finesse it. It's about smooth, not rough and fast, because smooth is faster. They get into turn four and into the sights of Salisbury, North Carolina's Doug Rice.
When they get to turn four, that's a hard right-hand turn, almost a 90-degree turn. It is a very short chute from turn four to turn seven, 950 feet, a little bit more than three football fields in length. When they get to turn seven is almost a half circle. You do an ellipse, and then you turn hard left and head down the hill through the S's back to the eyes of Brad Gilley and Mark Yarrow.
And don't let the S's fool you. This could be a very treacherous part of the racetrack as the field goes through there, left, right, left, and they head all the way downhill at Sonoma Raceway and set themselves up for the fastest part of this racetrack and into the eyes of Rob Albright.
You know, if my math does not fail me, 79 laps here in this Xfinity Series race this afternoon, 12 turns per lap, 1,048 opportunities, 1,048 turns for the guy behind the wheel to make a mistake that would be costly enough to prevent him from winning.
I don't think that's going to happen. Nobody's going to have a perfect race, but the guy that is closest to it probably will be the winner. Turn number 10, a slight right-hand bend. It seems harmless enough, but if you get off over the rumble strips onto the dust and grass, you can end up in the tire barrier. 600 feet, short straightaway to turn number 11. It's a half circle, 180 degrees. It's narrow, and only narrow because you've really got 1.5 to 2 lines to race. Side by side through there was tough enough with tires. Now that we've got concrete barriers, it's darn near impossible. Off turn number 11, another 500-yard jaunt. That's down the straightaway, the very short straightaway, leading to turn 12.
Turn 12, a slight left-hander, then a sprint to the start-finish line, then a sprint all the way back to turn number 1. Again today, our race, 79 laps long. It's a pretty short race. Lap 20 will be the end of stage number 1. Stage 2 will end at lap 45, and then 34 laps get us to lap 79 and the 157 miles that make up the Zip Buy Now, Pay Later 250 here at Sonoma Raceway.
Mark, this is an interesting road course, and that is referred to typically as the short track of road courses. Even though it's 1.99 miles in length, this is a very tight technical racetrack. Now, while a lot of times you see road courses, turn one being one of the more treacherous sections, it's not necessarily that way here at Sonoma Raceway. They get to ease uphill, but then it gets crazy from there for sure.
7 and 11, you know, kind of remember that by the convenience store deal, right? Turn 7, it can get interesting down here. Turn 11, the big, heavy braking zone, so we're sure to see some action there, certainly today. Want to remind you, this is just the second Xfinity Series race we've ever had here at Sonoma Raceway. Last year, the pole winner was Kyle Larson. The race winner was Eric Almirola. He won by 1.8 seconds. We had 10 lead changes among 6 different drivers, only 2 caution flags. 33 of the 38 drivers who took the green flag took the checkered flag. 31 of those 33 were on the lead lap.
And that was the old asphalt surface here at Sonoma Raceway. Today it's a brand new racing surface. Beautiful here at Sonoma, by the way. Typically you start to see sort of the tawny nature of the grass here. You can still see a lot of green in it from what was a rainy spring, but now things have tanned up really, really nice. And it also has a lot of dry dirt right at the edges of this racetrack, which is going to get kicked on the racetrack for sure.
You have to try to stay on the asphalt, but if you should by chance kick up a little dirt for the guy behind you, oh well, that's the way it goes. We are getting set to go racing now as they make their way through turn 10 for the final time at a slow rate of speed, heading for turn 11. Rob Albright, how about setting the top 10 again for us?
The front five rows comprised of 3 JGR Toyotas and 3 Junior Motorsports Chevys, and then a pair each of Chevrolets from RCR and Colic. They'll line up like this. Row 5, Sheldon Creed and Sammy Smith. The fourth row comprised of John Hunter Nemechek and Sam Mayer. Row number 3, on the inside, Justin Allgaier. He'll sit beside Jesse Love. Row 2, Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger. The front row, Shane Van Gisbergen and Ty Gibbs. The Chevy GR Supra heads to the safety of pit road. We're ready to go racing.
Here we go for the 14th Xfinity Series race of 2024. The green flag is out, and here's Shane Van Gisbergen leading the pack into turn number 1, but right on his door is Ty Gibbs.
They mash that gas all the way down the first time, and into that blind turn 2 corner, it's Van Gisbergen to the outside, Ty Gibbs to the inside. Ben Gisbergen, SVG, gets to the lead as they go into turn 3 for the first time. The field largely too wide behind the leaders. SVG leads them down the hill, but Gibbs close behind.
Into turn 4 for the first time today. Shane Van Gisbergen on the point. Ty Gibbs about a single car length back. They're out on the rumble strip. Dash down here into turn 7. A.J. Allmendinger hanging on to the third spot, trying to put a little heat on Gibbs. SVG leads them out of 7.
Shane Van Gisbergen now making a left, a right, a left, a right. Down the hill through the S's. Ty Gibbs about 3 car lengths back now of last weekend's Portland winner. Here comes SVG down to the lowest part of the race track. He's followed by Ty Gibbs and A.J. Allmendinger into 10.
Very smoothly through turn number 10. 3 car lengths of separation between Van Gisbergen and Ty Gibbs. They downshift now all the way to second gear, first gear as they enter turn number 11. Which can be your best friend or your worst nemesis? Off turn 11, Van Gisbergen still with the lead. Couple of car lengths over Gibbs, a couple more back to Allmendinger.
Out of turn number 12, the New Zealander is going to lead the first lap here today at Sonoma Raceway. Shane Van Gisbergen under the Toyota Bridge and up to Doug Turnbull.
So smooth as he gets up the hill there, and then D-cells, hard right-hander to turn number 2. He just barely graces those rumble strips with Ty Gibbs right behind. Then it's the right side rumble strips for Van Gisbergen as he woes that car down, upshifts again, and up the hill through turn 3, Van Gisbergen by a car length to Gibbs.
pole sitter Shane Van Gisbergen starting to actually pull away a little bit. We'll call it a three-car length advantage over Ty Gibbs, an equal distance back to third place running A.J. Allmendinger. Then it's going to be Austin Hill and Jesse Love in fifth as they make it through tricky turn seven.
Now they work their way down through the S's, snaking left, now to the right, back to the left. Van Gisbergen showing the way. Gibbs trying to make up a little bit of ground as they get to turn eight, and they again swoop downhill into turn number 10. Van Gisbergen now starting to stretch away.
If there were any nerves at the start of this race, they've now got those butterflies flying in formation as flying into turn number 11 is Shane Van Gisbergen, who stretches his advantage to about six car lengths. Gibbs gets into turn 11 a bit deeper, so he'll narrow that margin to just a couple of car lengths off turn 11. That's where Van Gisbergen excels. He stretches it away again.
As they work their way to the start-finish line, if you just joined us, two laps down in this race, 18 still to go in stage number one. Through turn one, back up to turn two, SVG is on the point.
So smooth he is, and he's pulling away from Ty Gibbs as Van Gisbergen has a little bit wider exit off of turn number two. By the way, third-place driver is the California native A.J. Allmendinger, who's about four car lengths behind second-place Ty Gibbs. Fourth-place and fifth-place are the teammates Austin Hill and Jesse Love.
Van Gisbergen continues to lead. Ty Gibbs rides there in second. It's a little bit of a distance back to A.J. Allmendinger. We'll call it six car lengths. It's Austin Hill, Jesse Love, and hanging on to that spot, it's going to be Justin Allgaier. The leaders are back into the S's.
Four of the top five cars are actually built at Welcome, North Carolina on the Richard Childress Racing Campus. Calling racing with Shane Van Gisbergen. He leads this race. You have a Joe Gibbs Toyota right now in Ty Gibbs, but then a calling car in A.J. Allmendinger and two RCR Chevys with Austin Hill and Jesse Love, who's making a charge for fourth.
Allmendinger has been one of the series' preeminent road racers through his years in NASCAR. However, Sonoma has never been very kind to him. His best finish in the Cup Series was just a sixth place a few years ago. Van Gisbergen now settles in about half a dozen car lengths up on Ty Gibbs.
Shane Van Gisbergen now pulling him across the start-finish line. He continues to lead. And Doug Turnbull, he continues to pull away from Ty Gibbs.
It's about four car lengths to lead for SVG, the pole sitters. He goes through turn number two and exits wide right now. But Ty Gibbs right in his tire tracks. They pulled up about seven car lengths over third place A.J. Allmendinger. Austin Hill and Jesse Love in fourth and fifth are having good runs. And who's in sixth? None other than Justin Allgaier as he gets through turn 3A.
As they get back to four, that is a 90-degree right-hand turn. Shane Van Gisbergen leading by six car lengths. Second place is going to be Ty Gibbs, Allmendinger. Then it will be next in line will be Jesse Love hanging in there right now. And Allgaier continues to hold on to the sixth spot, followed by Mayer and then John Hunter Nemechek.
SVG, this is just the fourth of the 16 races this year. He has led, but he's begun to pull away on the stopwatch, 2/10 quicker than the man chasing him, Ty Gibbs, there in turn 10.
The first stage, just 25 laps in length, but you must manage your tires despite the fact they can go the entire 25-lap distance without a fuel stop. And Gisbergen, a very wide angle into turn number 11, that enables Ty Gibbs to narrow that gap to about three car lengths. A good distance back now into the third position. A.J. Allmendinger will give that up to Austin Hill. Jesse Love now will try to take fourth away from AJ.
Jesse Love looks inside of Allmendinger. He makes the block. They head to turn number one. We still have 16 laps to go here in stage one at Sonoma.
As the leader, Shane Van Gisbergen exits turn two, the best battle of the top five is for that fourth position. Jesse Love to the inside of turn number two on Allmendinger. Allmendinger chops him, makes a little contact there as they get into turn three. Love gives him a little shove from behind there as Allmendinger and Love fighting hard for that fifth spot.
Very short stage here, only 20 laps, and it looks like Ty Gibbs might have made up a couple of car lengths on the leader, Shane Van Gisbergen. Austin Hill is in third. He's 10 car lengths back. The battle is going to be for fourth. Moving to the inside on A.J. Allmendinger is Jesse Love. They touch ever so slightly. They stay side by side down through the S's.
Looks like Jesse Love's going to be able to take away that spot from A.J. Allmendinger as we go down to pit road and check in with O'Reilly Auto Parts Fit reporter Brett McMillan.
All right, now A.J. Allmendinger running in the fourth spot. He says that he needs more lateral grip. Once he feels like he gets that, he'll be in better shape.
So A.J. Allmendinger, instead of heading forward, has now begun to slip back. He has gone from third back to fourth, now fifth, as Jesse Love takes over that spot. And, Brad, it doesn't get any easier. Justin Allgaier now lining up on the back bumper of A.J. Allmendinger.
I'll tell you what, kind of surprising to see A.J. Allmendinger backsliding just a little bit. We know how strong he is at this track. Justin Allgaier being pursued heavily by yesterday's ARCA Menards Series winner, Sam Mayer, his teammate over at Junior Motorsports. We've completed five 5 of 20 laps in stage number 1 here at Sonoma Raceway.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Today's race brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead here at Sonoma Raceway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway in the 14th Xfinity Series race here in 2024, the Zip 250. Mark Garrow with Brad Gilley high atop this racetrack. Right now, Shane Van Gisbergen from the pole has led the opening seven laps. Ty Gibbs has shadowed him the whole way. Now we're hearing over the radio, Shane maybe doesn't want to let Gibbs get in there too close. He's afraid he might get dive-bombed in one of these corners.
And I think that is a story we've seen before. But now it looks like SVG is starting to gap him just a little bit. Heading into turn number 10, Rob Albright, how are they looking on your section?
Well, this front pair has separated themselves pretty significantly from the third-place car of Austin Hill, who has his teammate, the rookie driver, almost a misnomer for a guy of this talent and maturity at his young age, Jesse Love. Off turn number 11, Van Gisbergen's advantage over Gibbs, pretty stable this time at about four car lengths.
As they come across the stripe, that's eight laps down, 12 to go in stage number one of this race. Watching a little bit farther back, pretty good battle back there. Sammy Smith is involved in it along with Kligerman, Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Anthony Alfredo. That is from ninth back to 14th. They work their way through one. Now they make their way up the hill heading for turn number two.
We'll pick that up. Cole Custer's coughed up a couple of positions the last couple of laps there as Chandler Smith, Cole Custer trail Parker Kligerman and the Sammy Smith car. Sammy Smith goes through turn 3A right now and he's right behind Sheldon Creed down the hill toward turn number four in the back of the top 10.
Another car that's on the move right now is fourth place running Jesse Love. He has chopped it down to about two car lengths on third place Austin Hill. Hill keeps losing a little bit of ground to Love as they are back in the S's.
They are headed down the S's. It's a right turn for Jesse Love. Now back to the left, now back to the right before they head downhill. Austin Hill looking good through the S's, but Jesse Love, you can see where he's trying to really carry a lot of speed through his car, and it's the fastest section of the racetrack right here, Rob.
You know, none of these drivers have more than a single race here at Sonoma, but Jesse Love enter the weekend with no laps at Sonoma other than maybe, and I don't even know this for a fact, but maybe some simulation. He's narrowing that gap even more so, very smoothly through turn 11. He actually slides his way off the exit and loses a couple of car lengths to teammate Austin Hill.
All of this happening fairly far behind our race leaders right now. Shane Van Gisbergen and Ty Gibbs headed up the hill to Doug Turnbull.
With about a half second differential, they exit turn number two. Then it's about 3 seconds back to the battle for that third spot. We've been covering the RCR stable. It's Austin Hill in that third position. Jesse Love about two car lengths behind as they go through turn 3A up and down the hill toward turn four.
Shane Van Gisbergen and Ty Gibbs have stabilized. We'll call it about a 7-car length differential as they're into the ellipse that is turn seven. They are continuing to pull away from the Austin Hill and Jesse Love machines as the leaders head back down the hill to 8A.
The gap between the top two cars, 0.7 seconds, but back to third place, Austin Hill, it is 5 seconds behind the leader, Shane Van Gisbergen, down the hill to 8. Now the hard right-hander, high speed, turn 10, Van Gisbergen again showing the way.
Not even a halfway through this first 20-lap stage, the front two now have the back markers a full half lap behind. That's a mile or so in distance, this track just under 2 miles in length. Off turn 11 yet again, back up through the gears goes Shane Van Gisbergen continuing to pursue him is Ty Gibbs.
So 10 laps down, 10 to go in stage one. Let's give you a full field rundown. Shane Van Gisbergen is your leader. Ty Gibbs second. Austin Hill third. Fourth is Jesse Love. Fifth is A.J. Allmendinger. Justin Allgaier is sixth. Seventh, Sam Mayer. John Hunter Nemechek is eighth. Ninth is Sheldon Creed. Parker Kligerman in 10th.
Sammy Smith just got dropped down to 11th. Chandler Smith is 12th. 13th, Cole Custer. Anthony Alfredo is 14th. Parker Retzloff is 15th. Austin Green is 16th. Riley Herbst is 17th. Jones in 18th. That's Ed Jones. Jeb Burton, 19th. 20th is Alex LeBay.
Ryan Sieg, 21st. 22nd, Jeremy Clements. Preston Pardis is 23rd. Then Josh Williams, 24th. 25th, Thomas Annunziata. And then Blaine Perkins in 26th. 27th, Brad Perez. Kyle Weatherman, 28th, Brandon Jones, 29th, 30th, Boris Said.
Leland Honeyman running 31st right now. Then it's Josh Balicki in 32nd. 33rd is Ryan Ellis. Brennan Poole, 34th. Matt DiBenedetto, 35th. 36th is Kyle Sieg. 37th, Haley Deegan. And Garrett Smithley runs 38th. That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Everything pretty strung out among the top 10, but the battle for 11th place is a hard one. Sammy Smith has it. Chandler Smith trying to take it away. Cole Custer is also there looking for some racing room as well. Those three cars run under a blanket through turn number one. It looks like Chandler Smith continues to hold the spot, but Sammy Smith and Cole Custer again putting on a lot of pressure.
It looks like they're bottled up by Chandler Smith. This Sammy Smith right behind it makes a harder push at turn two. Cole Custer looks to the outside of Sammy Smith there, just outside the top ten. They go to the left and then the right again, and down the hill out of turn number three, still in line.
Stay in that same running order as they hit into turn four here. The hard right-hander, they all slide over the rumple strips. Going on, here comes the battle here. Parker Kligerman trying to pick up a spot as he dives to the inside of Sheldon Creed. They almost touch, and they stay glued together.
Parker Kligerman right on the back bumper of Sheldon Creed now as they head down through the S's. That battle literally happening right in front of Chandler Smith. Sammy Smith behind him just outside of the top 10. And Rob Albright, as they come into your view, I think Cole Custer might have a little bit of a faster car right now than Sammy Smith.
Well, in front of him, it is Chandler Smith and also Parker Kligerman. And Parker now will dive to the inside of Sheldon Creed in turn number 11. Of course, Parker Kligerman is the only NASCAR win, came on a road course in the Truck Series, has not yet gotten a win in this series, but he's slowly moving his way toward the front.
12 laps complete, 8 laps to go in stage number one here at Sonoma Raceway as we go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Well, Justin Allgaier says that he needs more drive and that right now he says he feels that the car is overheating in the left rear. Meanwhile, Sammy Smith being told by his spotter that he is over-exaggerating the entry into turn four, and he feels like that also that he needs to be carrying more speed into the entry turns on the S's.
So that's the update from Pit Road and our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. Let's go down now to Wendy Venturini.
Sheldon Creed has lost some positions out on the racetrack. He feels he has a left rear tire coming apart. the car is vibrating and not performing the way he wants it to do. They could have had some contact out there. Also, we are reporting that SVG could be short pitting before the end of the stage. Alan Cavana.
Austin Hill trying to stay in touch with the leader sitting there in third place, but also trying to fend off his teammate Jesse Love, who's right behind. Came on the radio, Austin Hill did, and said, look, I am cooking it through turn 10. I'm locking up that front right tire, and it's really hurting the car. They told him to adjust it, make an adjustment in the car with his brake bias to helpfully hope the car and get to the stage end.
Thank you very much, Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Brett McMillan. Wendy mentioned short pitting before the end of the stage. If you want a short pit, you have to hit pit road before the leader crosses the start-finish line with two laps to go. Right now, we've completed 13 of 20 laps. We should expect to see some of those short-pitting pit stops. Coming up, more from Sonoma Raceway as Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead the Zip 250.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Top 10 car of Sheldon Creed finds himself on pit road before the end of this stage. He had a left rear tire he felt was vibrating. The car was losing grip fast. They are within the window to short pit right now. They decided to bring him down right away, put four tires and Sunoco fuel for Sheldon Creed.
Now, just a moment ago, Austin Hill overcooked turn 11. His car slid into the barrier, made slight contact. That moved Jesse Love up to third, A.J. Allmendinger fourth, Mayer fifth, before Austin Hill could get that car back up to speed, currently riding in the number six position. We owe our local stations a break. Here it is. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Our leader, Rob Albright.
Just a handful of car lengths. Now it shrinks to three. Ty Gibbs consistently getting into 11. A little bit harder than Van Gisbergen, but Shane seems to have the acceleration coming off. The gap remains stable, but Gibbs still wants to win this stage.
As they come across the stripe, 16 laps down, four to go in stage number one of this Xfinity Series race from Sonoma. Van Gisbergen and Gibbs now pulled away from third place Jesse Love by 9 seconds.
This battle is the leaders alone as Van Gisbergen swings a little wider than Gibbs exiting turn two. Then they go right and left into turn number three. Gibbs about two car lengths behind. Gibbs with 12 Xfinity Series wins. SVG with his first a week ago.
Now, remember, Shane Van Gisbergen running for points today. He's a championship contender. This is basically a one-off for Ty Gibbs. We'll call it four car lengths as they dive through the chute into the right-hander that is turn seven. We'll call Gibbs now three car lengths back as they drive downhill through the S's.
Big question right now, is SVG going to go for a stage win, or is he going to short pit? We're going to know in a couple of laps. Last week, they went with the short pit strategy. That put him in victory lane. Heads down to the bottom of the S's, setting up for the right-hander of turn 10.
By his own admission, Shane Van Gisbergen not prepared for the aggressiveness on restarts. Still, let's see what he does. He stays out on the racetrack. He won't head to pit road, at least this time. And the gap is down to just a car length over Ty Gibbs. Let's see if Gibbs is able to close that margin as they go back up through the gears, up to fourth gear as they enter turn 12.
Out of turn number 12, it's going to be three laps to go here in stage number one. We'll see if this opens up pit road. It looks like it's starting to. We'll have some pit stops coming here momentarily as the leaders are up in front of Doug Turnbull.
And Gibbs takes a dive bomb almost into turn number two. Shane Van Gisbergen runs wide. Gibbs is within a car length now as he gets more aggressively into turn three. And then up the hill to 3A, SVG with the lead right now as we go to Alec Cabana.
And we're seeing cars starting to come down pit road. None in my section quite yet, but they're driving through, Brett McMillan.
Justin Allgaier has come to a stop at his pit stall. Also, Sam Mayer is in as well. Justin Allgaier is getting a tear off, is gone. Also in, Cole Custer. He's been pretty happy with the car. They're making a four-tire change for him. Justin Allgaier was concerned about the left rear overheating. We'll take a look at that. They're having a little bit of trouble with the left rear of Justin Allgaier's car. That was a 17-second stop for him. Cole Custer gets a four-tire change. He heads back out.
All right, thank you very much, Brett McMillan. Couple of Junior Motorsports teammates, Shane Van Gisbergen now. Looks like he is going to stay on the racetrack. Ty Gibbs is going to hit pit road. SVG staying out. A playoffs point could mean everything to him right now, Mark Arrow.
It certainly could, and he has not won a stage yet this season, so that playoff point important more ways than one. Van Gisbergen across the stripe. Two laps to go here in stage number one. Again, as Ty Gibbs makes his pit stop. And Van Gisbergen again, now with a very big gap, heads up to the top of the racetrack as we head to Wendy Venturini.
Jesse Love is on pit road. It's going to be a window tear-off, four-tire Sunoco fuel. He said his car is really good. As for Shane Van Gisbergen, I believe he was trying to come down pit road, but he did not commit in time. And the team told them, we are committed to staying out there, so just run it out now, Brett McMillan.
All right, we've got Gibbs in, and then he gets a four-tire change. He heads back out, and everything going good for Ty Gibbs.
All right, so pit road is closed right now. Race leader Shane Van Gisbergen making his way through the field here at Sonoma Raceway. It looks like he's going to be on his way to a stage win, an extra playoffs bonus point, something essential for that team right now as they're already qualified. Rob, the race leader is coming to you.
Yeah, he is, and just in another lap or so, he will come up on some lap traffic. I don't know if they're able to stay on the lead lap. Those two cars are Garrett Smithley and Haley Deegan. They're going to have to fight hard because coming hard is the race leader. Van Gisbergen.
Van Gisbergen now has led 19 of the opening 19 laps. One more to get the stage win. He is almost 13 seconds ahead of A.J. Allmendinger as he works his way back to turn number two.
And just behind Van Gisbergen, the lap car of Ed Jones, who just made a pit stop. SVG has about 2 or 3 seconds behind the lap track of, traffic of Deegan and Smithley in front of him, but a very comfortable lead to win his first stage of the season as he exits turn 3A and down the hill to four.
Shane Van Gisbergen does not need to get too busy here with these lap cars of Garrett Smithley and Haley Deegan directly in front of him. He's got clear sailing as he takes it easily through turn seven and goes for his first stage win of the year.
And as Shane Van Gisbergen works his way through the S's, one thing worth pointing out, we didn't have a whole lot of cars short pit. He's not going to lose a lot of track position by staying out and going through and winning the stage. SVG now coming down through the S's. The lap car of Haley Deegan in front of him, but too far for him to pass before taking that green and white checkered flag.
And of course, Van Gisbergen, absolutely no pressure from behind, so there's no incentive for him to be aggressive at this juncture. Down through the gears into turn number 11, giving himself plenty of safety margin between the right side of his car and the barrier that marks the inside of the racetrack as he heads off turn 11 and toward 12.
All right, here comes Shane Van Gisbergen, and he will win stage one here at Sonoma Raceway, and following far behind his teammate A.J. Allmendinger, 12.9 seconds back. Shane Van Gisbergen heading back through the field. Here comes second place A.J. Allmendinger, and then it looks like Austin Hill is going to finish third, Parker Kligerman fourth, John Hunter Nemechek fifth. Chandler Smith is going to come home sixth. Big gap behind Chandler Smith to Sammy Smith, who will finish stage one in seventh place. Then we've got Anthony Alfredo, Parker Retzloff, and our tenth finisher in stage number one will be Riley Herbst.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Echo Park is the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, and they invite you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. Join NASCAR legend Michael Waltrip in the Fan Zone tomorrow, where you can enjoy a free coffee, check out some awesome vehicles, and have a chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade, and the grand prize, a ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. Shane Van Gisbergen has won stage number one here at Sonoma Raceway. We'll come back with pit stops. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back at Sonoma Raceway in the Zip 250 Xfinity Series race. Stage one, all 20 laps led by Shane Van Gisbergen, his first stage win of the season. At this point, we've had nine different stage winners, and that breaks the streak of Justin Allgaier, who's won six straight stages coming into this race, having swept Darlington, Charlotte, and Portland. Finally, somebody gets a stage win besides Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier and one of his teammates, Sam Mayer, among the few cars that actually short-pitted before the end of Stage 1. Right now, the field is in tow behind the Toyota GR Supra pace car, and they're coming down toward turn number 10. Before they hit the turn 11 hairpin here at Sonoma Raceway, that's the entrance to pit road, but they have to go a long way before they get in front of our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Brett McMillan. The big question here, we know some people are going to stop. Do people try and go for a total alternate strategy and stay out at the stage one break and maybe pit somewhere halfway through stage two? We're about to find out, Mark.
And Gisbergen now, will he come on to the pit lane? Indeed he does, followed by A.J. Allmendinger and just about everyone, it looks like, who did not pit there just before the end of stage number one. They're down to 40 miles per hour, making their way down the pit lane. First up is going to be Alan Cavana.
Maybe something to surprise how many chose not to short pit. I got three contenders. Chandler Smith is coming in. He got better as the run went on. They believe they have a top five car. John Hunter Nemechek running well, but they say they need more front grip. And right in front of me is Austin Hill, who was wheel hopping through turns 10 and 11. They're making a big adjustment trying to keep the speed in this car, Wendy Venturini.
Shane Van Gisbergen has led all the laps, but he said it took long to get it going. The balance was good. He was falling over on the sidewall on both ends. He asked for an air pressure adjustment. The team asked if they could take a big swing. Would he be okay with that? And he said yes. Brett McMillan.
AJ Allmendinger finishing up his stop a little slow on the left front for that. He said he couldn't turn the car. They gave him a significant air pressure adjustment. Had a 19-second stop for him, Parker Clinger, but also in, he got a four-tire change and an air pressure adjustment. I've had a chance to look at some of the tires that came off the guys who stopped earlier. As far as Justin Allgaier goes, he'd complained about his car, feel like he was overcooking the rear tires. He had some small blisters on the rear tires. And Ty Gibbs had significant blistering on his three of his four tires.
So as they came off the pit lane, these are the cars that pitted. They'll fall back in line. But of the cars that pitted, leading them off the pit lane, Shane Van Gisbergen, then it was Austin Hill and Parker Kligerman.
And Ty Gibbs is going to assume the lead here. He was one of the cars that actually short-pitted and came in. Jesse Love going to be another one of those drivers who's going to be running up there in the top two. We're going to get to the Geico Restart Zone and start stage two here shortly. We'll be back with more from Sonoma Raceway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think you've seen the best of NASCAR in Atlanta?
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Think again. NASCAR returns to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the first round of the Cup Series playoffs. It's high speeds and higher stakes with championship hopes on the line. It's going to be epic, and the best place to experience it is right here. Don't miss the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. Kicking off the NASCAR playoffs in an epic way, September 6th through the 8th.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, you can make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started. When we come back, we'll give you the lineup and we will get stage number two underway from Sonoma Raceway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We're back at Sonoma Raceway, getting ready to restart the Zip 250 for the Xfinity Series. We're about to get underway Stage 2 after Shane Van Gisbergen led all 20 laps in Stage 1.
And right now, after the pit stops, Ty Gibbs assumes the lead. Jesse Love is running in second. Third is Sam Mayer. Fourth, Justin Allgaier. Cole Custer up to fifth. Sheldon Creed is sixth. Austin Green is seventh. Shane Van Gisbergen is the first to pit at the stage break. He is going to restart eighth. Austin Hill ninth. Parker Kligerman tenth.
11th is John Hunter Nemechek, Sammy Smith 12th, 13th A.J. Allmendinger. The front tire changer had the hose get caught in the fender on his pit stop. That's what cost him so much time. Chandler Smith 14th, 15th Jeb Burton, Parker Retzloff is 16th, 17th Anthony Alfredo, Alex LeBay 18th, 19th Ryan Sieg, Boris Said up to 20th.
Josh Williams, 21st. 22nd is Brandon Jones, 23rd. Jeremy Clements, Blaine Perkins, 24th. Brad Perez is 25th. 26th is Preston Partis. Kyle Sieg, 27th. Kyle Weatherman, 28th. 29th is Ryan Ellis. And 30th is Josh Palicki.
Leland Honeyman, 31st. 32nd, Matt DiBenedetto. Garrett Smithley, 33rd. Thomas Annunziata is 34th. 35th, Brennan Poole. Then you have Ed Jones in 36th. 37th is Riley Herbst. And Haley Deegan is out of the race. She is being scored 38.
And that leaderboard update sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. The field has just hit the choose marker, which is just past turn 9 on the way to turn number 10. And Rob Albright, they're lined up tight behind that Toyota GR Super Pace car behind you.
Ty Gibbs and super rookie Jesse Love will restart this race in the front row behind them. On the inside will be Sam Mayer, his junior motorsports teammate. Justin Allgaier is alongside Sheldon Creed, who also stopped early. He'll line up in the third row alongside Cole Custer. The fourth row is interesting. That's where Shane Van Gisbergen comes out. Starting alongside him is Austin Green. He's the son of former Xfinity Series champion David Green. He had raced his way from 22nd to 14th under Green, driving a car provided by Jordan Anderson Racing. It's going to be interesting watching this kid. Off of turn 10, or 11 now, to turn 12, and into the Geico restart zone.
All right, here we go. Ty Gibbs, the control car in the Geico restart zone. He restarted on the inside, and he is going to assume the lead as he goes underneath the Toyota bridge.
And as Matt Dowd up the hill into the blind corner, turn two, Ty Gibbs shakes away Jesse Love, takes a three wide exiting turn two, and gets into that second position with Sam Mayer at third as Justin Allgaier lunges two wide with Sheldon Smith at turn three. Ty Gibbs gets away there in the lead.
A hard break into turn four. It's going to be Ty Gibbs by four car lengths right in his tire tracks. Three car lengths back now. It's going to be Jesse Love. Sam Mayer looks to the inside of Love.